every little kiss, there's a little teardrop. For every single thrill, there's another heartache. The road is rough, the going gets tough. Yes, love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. When you're in my arms, I'm a king on the throne. But when we're apart, I walk the streets alone. One day happiness, the next day loneliness. Love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. When love brings so much joy, why must it bring such pain? Guess it's a mystery that nobody can explain. Maybe I'm a fool to keep on loving you. Cause there may come a time you'll break my heart in two. But I want you so, I want you though, I know that love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing.
Love is a hurting thing. And that's from Lou Rawls. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. And next up. You know this guy, Paul Simon?
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover.
And that's Paul Simon, 50 ways to leave your lover. And we're having Anti-Valentine's Day today here at KUTX. And we're going to take a break to find out about what's going on over at the Blanton Museum. And first we'll speak to Carlotta Stankiewicz.
That's right.
And she's going to tell us what's up. So good morning, Carlotta.
Good morning.
I love your name, Carlotta.
Thank you.
And so fill us in. What's going on?
Thanks for having us. So we are opening on Sunday a new exhibition that's called Words Matter, Latin American Art and Language at the Blanton. Mm-hmm. And our Latin American art collection is a really strong strength of the museum, and we wanted a way to kind of show it off. Our director had asked our curator of Latin American art, Beverly Adams, and our assistant curator, Florencia Bizzano, to come up with an exhibition that kind of showcased our works. We've got over 2,500 works of Latin American art in our collection.
And didn't you recently acquire a bunch more?
Yes, we acquired some art of the Spanish and Portuguese Americas. So we're just adding to that aspect of our collection, which is wonderful. And they came up with this exhibition that examines how visual artists have incorporated language into their work. Mm-hmm. And both language and art are forms of communication and expression. And so it's a nice, you know, synergy between those two things. Mm-hmm. And you'll see everything from the personal to the political to the poetic. Mm-hmm. There are five different sections, and they examine everything from artists who created alphabets and invented new languages, and art that looks like language, as well as they explore concrete poetry, which is a big thing for a lot of these artists, the shape of words in art. And then we even have some male art, which is this interesting movement where artists collaborated on works of art that they sent through the postal service. Mm-hmm. And they collaborated and would add on to the works of art and send them back and forth. Mm-hmm. And several artists actually sent works of art to the Blanton. And so those are in our collection. So we'll be able
How
to show
that?
Those. Yeah.
You know, I'm just freelancing here and having a few observations about what you're saying. One of the things we're dealing with today is anti-Valentine's Day.
Right.
And tomorrow is, of course, Valentine's Day. And it is the tradition that people sent Valentine's through the mail. I don't think they do it that much anymore. They'll do emails or something like that, or text. But, you know, usually, and it goes all the way back to the celebration that happened in Rome around this time.
Right.
That, you know, with the, what was the saint's name or something? There was, a big,
right,
big celebration. And so these are going to, this exhibit is going to celebrate language and art,
right,
focusing on the Latin American collection.
Right.
And you've got a fellow named Steve here, and Steve Park is going to tell us about some of the sounds that you might hear over there.
Yeah, so we're in a way kicking off this exhibition on Sunday in parallel with Soundspace, which is a program we've been doing for the past 8 years. It's at the museum. It features simultaneous performances throughout the museum, and each program explores a particular scope. And they tend to be performances that are sound-based, but there's also dance. There's some performance art. There's some theater at times, projections. And this program is presented in parallel to Words Matter, and this is a sonic exploration of the way artists engage with language and text using sound. Mm-hmm. And the various ways, and using that as a kind of a point of departure for mm-hmm. The creation of work. So we have a lot of variety of happening. Carlotta mentioned concrete poetry, just so happens. Octopus Project, who I'm sure you're familiar with, mm-hmm, and your listeners course. Are familiar with, they're doing a quadraphonic piece that involves concrete poetry. We also have...
Now, this doesn't have anything to do with real concrete, does it?
I don't know. You never know with the Octopus Project.
You never
Project.
Know, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we allowed to bring in concrete, wet concrete into the
We'd
museum?
I don't know. We have to check with our operations
with
manager.
Mitch.
Yeah.
We also have an artist coming in from Dallas, Tamara Johnson, who teaches at SMU, and she's created a sculpture made out of garden hoses that has...
I've got lots of garden hose sculptures in my
backyard. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure many of your listeners have garden hoses, so if you're looking to get rid of garden hoses, please come to the Blanton on Sunday.
Just kidding.
And she has audio of childhood memories that she's compiled from her family, and you can listen to these. Essentially, they're very personal stories that are whispered through the garden hoses, and it'll be in sort of an interactive sculpture that exists
and
there.
This is all happening this weekend?
Yeah, on Sunday.
Sunday afternoon, 2:30.
Yeah, 2 to 4.
Over
the course of 2 to 4.
And the name of it is Sound Space Wordplay, which ties in with the words matter. And it is, I just want to emphasize, it is playful and it's, playing around with words.
It's an occasion to bring your children to have an outing for the whole family at the Blanton Museum.
Right.
And get them used to the fact that there is this fabulous museum right here in the middle of Austin.
That's right.
And when they grow up, they'll bring their kids. So information at the Blanton Museum and...
BlantonMuseum.org.
Okay. Thank you so much, yep. Carlotta. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks,
we'll see you next time.
Thanks.
And have fun over there with all the stuff you've got planned this weekend. Now let's see what other anti-Valentine's Day song I can dig up for you. Well, I think we just might have to go back to... Tom Waits, of course. Here he goes.
She sends me blue Valentine's, all the way from Philadelphia to mark the anniversary of someone that I used to be. And it feels like a warrant out for my arrest. Baby, you got me checking in my rearview mirror. That's why I'm always on the run. That's why I changed my name. And I didn't think you'd ever find me here to send me blue Valentine's, like half forgotten dreams, like a pebble in my shoe as I walk these streets. And the ghost of your memory, baby, is a thistle in the kiss. The burglar that can break a rose's neck is the tattoo, broken promise I gotta hide beneath my sleeve. I'm gonna see you every time I turn my back. Send me blue Valentine's, though I try to remain at large. They're insisting that our love must have a eulogy. Why do I save all this madness here in the nightstand row that'll hung upon my shoulders? Baby, I know
I'll be luckier. Walk around everywhere I go with this blind, broken heart sleeps beneath my lapel. Instead, these blue valentines to remind me of my cardinal sin. I can never wash the guilt or get these bloodstains off my hands. And the taste of all out of whiskey make these nightmares go away. And I cut my bleeding heart out every night. And I'm gonna die just a little more on each St. Valentine's Day. Don't you remember I promised I would write you these blue valentines, blue valentines, blue valentines.
Tom Waits and Blue Valentines. Dark one. Well, we're going to cheer up considerably here with Lee Wiley and her version of Down With Love. Down With Love, Lee Wiley. I just love that. Oh, goodness sakes, there are so many great anti-Valentine's Day songs. We usually hear from somebody else doing this one, but And like Billie Holiday, we might play her too, but here's B.B. King doing it. King, why doesn't that volume go down? I'm turning down the wrong volume. That's okay. Now it's down. And that was B.B. King, and The Thrill Is Gone. And it's Anti-Valentine's Day. We'll be having all sorts of Anti-Valentine's Day songs between now and, well, I don't know what Susan's going to do, but tomorrow, of course, is Valentine's. And one of the shows coming to Austin soon that you should take an interest in is Anastasia. When I was a kid growing up, Anastasia was everywhere. Ingrid Bergman played the part in the movie, and it was a big, big, big deal, and everybody believed that Anastasia was still alive. But who was Anastasia, and what is the story? And we have a young man here, Stephen Brower, who is going to fill us in. So what is the story about, and what is the musical about?
Hi there. Anastasia the musical is based off of the animated movie from the early 90s, which is based off of a real-life myth about Anastasia Romanoff. When the Romanoffs were killed in the Russian Revolution, like in the I think it was 1918, everyone wanted to believe that Anastasia was still alive. Like this,
one of the children.
Yeah, the youngest. She was sort of the most, I don't know, she was funny. She messed with the guards and she disobeyed her parents and she was sort of like the people's princess.
Right.
And people wanted to believe that she still was alive as a symbol of hope for what Russia once was, because the new regime wasn't really delivering on their promises.
Right.
So our story kind of, it doesn't really focus on the politics as much. It focuses more on this girl, Anya, who doesn't remember her past. She has amnesia. And my character, Dmitri, who is a con man looking for a way to...
You play a con man?
I play a con man.
You look
man.
Like the nicest guy. Oftentimes, you can't trust Ted Bundy. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's... He's got good morals deep down, but
right.
but he'll do anything to get out of Russia.
Right.
And he meets this girl and tries to convince her that she could be the Princess Anastasia. Mm-hmm. So they end up traveling to Russia together and to Paris together to meet her grandmother, and hopefully he'll get a big reward out of it. Hopefully she'll actually be Anastasia, and some love ensues.
Hmm. So, and this is on stage starting when?
We actually started last night.
Okay, so running now through the end
through
of the
Sunday, yeah.
And you've got two shows on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, that's correct.
And Stephen, how did you become associated with this production?
Well, I auditioned for the Broadway production in January, and they were looking for an immediate replacement for the for an ensemble track, and I was lucky enough to make my Broadway debut with that. And that track ended up covering Dmitri, understudying Dmitri, and the national tour auditions were happening a couple of months later, and the guy I was replacing was coming back, so it was just perfect timing to get to audition for that and lead out the national tour.
Well, you're very young, and I'm sure you'll have a very long career in the production of musicals, and this show is on stage right now, and you get your tickets through Broadway in Austin or Texas Performing Arts. And the telephone number is 477-6060. And anything else you want to tell us about what your future plans are?
We go to Dallas next week. That's about as far as I know.
Right? So just day by day and break a leg.
Thanks.
See you next time. Okay, now thank you, Shannon, for bringing him over. And once again, go to Texas Performing Arts, 477-6060, or Broadway in Austin, for more information about tickets for Anastasia, and bring your kids. I'm sure it's kid friendly.
Yes.
And lots of fun. Okay, next up, you heard me mention Billie Holiday, so Auntie Valentine's would be incomplete without... Billie Holiday. And I cried for you, but now it's your turn to cry over me. Here's another very much related song, one of Jack's favorites and mine. And of course, you should know exactly what that is by now.
Just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
Julie London, and I Cried a River Over You. Cry Me a River is the name of the song.
Support comes from Women in Their Work, inviting visitors to play in Hedvig Jacob's Figures and Patterns that weave across the gallery walls and floor, an exhibit for all ages through the 28th. More at womenandtheirwork.org.
Support comes from Mitchell Gold plus Bob Williams Home Furnishings, launching their new collection. A fresh look for spring with details in layers of color, pattern, and texture. Mitchell Gold plus Bob Williams in the Domain Northside.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
KUTX!
Every week, we invite our favorite musicians to play whatever they want to play. We call it My KUTX. Hear guest DJs every Saturday night at 6 or anytime at KUTX.org.
Support comes from Waterloo Records, 36 years of serving music lovers with live performances and an extensive selection of music, including vinyl records. Always purchasing LP collections. WaterlooRecords.com, where music still matters.
Support comes from C3 Presents, bringing Beck and Cage the Elephant with special guests Spoon and Wild Bell to Austin 360 Amphitheater on Friday, July 26th. Tickets to the night running tour available Friday at noon at Ticketmaster.com.
There are so many choices for anti-Valentine's Day. Which shall we make? I think it's going to be this one. Whoops, it can't be that one. Well, then it'll be this one.
gonna miss me, darling. Darling, 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 when the night is through. So I sit at home and off the light. Here comes the night. I know it, darling. I'm gonna walk right in and I'll see your face. Yes, you'll be dancing with someone new. Here comes the pain. Sitting all alone, baby, at the corner table. And I'll be sitting there smiling, honey. Sitting over there somewhere by myself smoking a cigarette. Then you're gonna feel that you'll have to come over and say something real nice to me. Oh, baby, that's when my eyes will get wet. And I'll walk back home, take the same street that we used to take when we walked along. Then I'll see your friends all pitying me. Oh, their sympathy.
Ben E. King, That's When It Hurts. It's 8:45, and the temperature's 34, and today's high should be 66. Sunny skies.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. Say hello. Oh, you wish me well. You couldn't tell that I've been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said so long, left me standing. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll always be. Thank you.
Orbison and crying, and you should hear Roy Orbison with Katie Lang if you want to hear it really cook. Here's Willie Nelson.
I'm writing a song all about you. A true song as real as my tears. But you've no need to fear it, 'cause no one will hear it, 'cause sad songs and waltzes aren't selling this year. I'll tell all about how you cheated. I'd like for the whole world to hear. I'd like to get even with you, 'cause you're leaving. But sad songs and waltzes aren't selling this year. It's a good thing that I'm not a star. You don't know how lucky you are. Though my record may say it, no one will play it. 'Cause sad songs and waltzes aren't selling this year.
Hush now, don't explain. I know you raised Cain. I'm glad you're bad, don't explain. With someday, skip that lipstick, don't explain. You know that I love you, and when love endures, nothing rates above you. When I'm so completely yours, cry to hear folks chatter, and I know you cheat. Right and wrong don't matter when you're with me, sweet. Hush now, don't explain. You're my joy. Yours, love, don't explain. You know that I love you, and what love endures, nothing rates above you when I'm so completely yours. Cry to hear folks chatter, and I know you cheat. But right and wrong don't matter when you're with me, sweet. Hush now, don't explain. You're my joy and pain. My life, yours, love. Don't explain.
Sitting there looking proud and thinking you're so fine. You're trying to run around with each and every friend of mine. You're thinking you're so smart, baby, and think that I'm a fool. But baby, let me tell you, you'd better play it cool. 'Cause I'm tired of your jive. Yes, baby, I'm tired of your jive. Yes, I refuse to be your fool. Woman, baby, I'm tired of your jive. You think that I don't see what you do behind my back. You think that I should love you, woman, in spite of what you like. You better pay attention, baby, or you might not be around. You wake up early one morning, baby, and I'll be done put you down. 'Cause I'm tired of your jive. Yes, woman, I'm tired of your jive. I refuse to be your fool, baby, 'cause I'm tired of your jive. You're sitting there just a-smiling and thinking nothing's wrong. I don't intend to pull your coat, baby, you'll know it when I'm gone. You'll never miss your water, baby, till the well runs dry. Well, now, baby, I'm gonna tell you by and by. I'm tired of your jive, baby. Yes, you know I'm tired of your jive. I say I refuse to be a fool, baby. I'm tired of your jive.
B.B. King, and before that, Inez Fox, and you're listening to Auntie Valentine's today on Eclectic Coast. And here's Chet Baker.
Some folks were meant to live in clover, but they are such a chosen few. And clover being green is something I've never seen, 'cause I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there's moonbeams I should view. But moonbeams being gold are something I can't behold, 'cause I was born to be blue. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along, and so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock, I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go, walk out the door, just turn around now.
And we will survive all of the vicissitudes of l'amour. And I'll see you tomorrow with the real Valentine's Day. This was anti-Valentine's Day. And I'm John Ailey, your host on Eclecticos. Susan Castle is around the corner.